With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Having the confidence to step into those throws late and getting a victory on the road against a great team.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins will be live on the show in 25 minutes. A Hall & Oates Monday after conversation with Kirk is just around the corner. Who gets your game ball? Who gets your gasser? 800-636-1067. We're going to hit the phones hard. Let's give out one gasser apiece, though, before we do that. So let me get my gasser. Take a lap here.
Gasser.
Samaje Perine, I will be advocating for you to run the ball more moving forward because I think Rob Kelly's not good enough. 14 attempts, 18 yards, and it's not all Kelly's fault, averaging 1.3 a pop. The O-line didn't help him, but I know what this is now. I looked it up going back to last year. 9 of Kelly's last 14 games, he has averaged less than 4 yards per carry, and in the vast majority of those, he's under 3 yards per carry. Not good enough. Perine is a better option. The problem is that Perine makes too many mistakes, including yesterday on a fumble.
The fumble.
Where he did this thing where he didn't open his hands or give a pocket to Kirk Cousins, and I have no idea why this continues to be an issue for a player in the National Football League. Take a lap, get a gasser. And by the way, prepare yourself accordingly because this week, if I'm running the show, you're my featured back.
Gasser.
I don't blame Tyler Catalina for being Tyler Catalina. That's not your fault. Same way I don't blame a lot of people for being themselves. I blame when you're in a position to have to do something. That said, regardless of your acumen of blocking, Michael Bennett ate your lunch a bunch of times. I'm not even concerned about that. The block in the back. That was going to be their undoing. There were two things late game where the Redskins were actually just driving. If they got two more first downs, the game was over. They were on their way to a first down after a great throw and catch to Vernon Davis. Tyler Catalina and the Catalina wine mixer block in the back, completely unnecessary, didn't really even affect the play. The guy had his back turned to Vernon Davis, already cut back inside. If you just don't touch him at all, it's ticky-tack. It's a dumb call, but whatever. If you don't touch him, you've got a chance at a 3rd and 2 to keep moving the sticks. That and Ryan Grant running out of bounds when he didn't have to run out of bounds at all. I'll never forgive him for that.
4 minutes left in the game.
But the fact is they ended up winning. Two more first downs, the game's over. We don't have the back and forth, and it's just a regular, 10-8 game instead of the 17-14 situation. But Tyler Catalina, please don't do that.
Grant caught a huge pass on a 3rd and 3, was sure-handed, made some plays in the game.
A little Z-route in and out, yeah.
No one will ever just be less football aware. Next time we do a Someone Explain to Me, the one I thought of and wrote down this weekend was the number of NFL players who, after a guy goes to the ground, don't immediately touch the guy. Like the kid cornerback for the Seahawks that didn't touch Josh Doctson as he was sliding for 7 yards toward the end zone.
Unbelievable.
That's just dumb. It's unacceptable and unforgivable. But if Ryan Grant was a defender, he would never touch the guy that went to the ground. He has the lowest football IQ of anyone who's ever played football. He has no awareness at all, a terrible football IQ, but he's catching passes that are thrown to him, and he runs good routes, and he's gotten better, so I won't harp on that too much. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. Cousins, in 22 minutes, your chance to give out some game balls. Mark in Quantico, you're
Mark.
Up.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you gave so many game balls, you actually got mine, but specifically it's Greg Minuski, and I have to ask, is he between the Raiders game, the Chiefs game, the Rams game, and this, are we going to lose him next year as a head coaching candidate?
No, you're not going to. You don't have to worry about that. That's not happening. I mean, Greg Minuski has been around forever. People kind of know what he is. He was a positional coach a year ago. This is not an up-and-comer. Here's the better point, though. I'd like to admit, right here in front of everyone, I was wrong about this. I hated that hire. I thought it made no sense. You went internal for a guy that was working under Joe Barry. He has been very good. His staff has been outstanding. This has been a dramatic upgrade. And defensive coordinators matter.
I love Scott Brooks as the Wizards head coach. I hated the process by which he was acquired. Dave Martinez may be great. I hated the process with which he was acquired.
Yeah, but I don't care as much about that after the fact. If it works, great. You got the right guy.
But So I think you can have two different discussions. Greg Bonesky's been great. He's been sensational. I hated the idea that, yeah, we could go get somebody else, but we knew all along this was the guy. It frustrated me. He's been excellent.
Jay in D.C., how are you?
Jay.
Oh, my God, I love that game, man.
game ball to that two-point conversion play, even though it didn't net anything, it was so exciting, man. Man, we needed that. My game ball, I was going to go to Zach Brown, but I got to give it to Will Compton. I mean, everyone's been saying that he can't cover, and he covered better than I ever seen him cover, better than Zach Brown has been covering. And I got to give it to D'Angelo Hall because Swearinger has to tell every other safety where to go. He didn't have to do this week. And mine goes to Kelly. I actually like Kelly, man. I know where he's going to go. I know he's going to fall forward. Every time Samaje Perine gets hit, he just goes straight down. I know he's going to get better. I know he's more talented. But right now, I like Kelly.
14 attempts for 18 yards yesterday. Slipped and fell 6 times. He just slipped on the ground.
He always slips.
He can't stay on his feet.
Doesn't he slip?
Allen in Centerville, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
so let's start off with this. I got my two game balls, Blair Walsh, the kicker for Seattle. I also want to say something about D'Angelo Hall when I'm done, but Kirk Cousins gets my main ball with a minute 30 left. He proved he is a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers type leader quarterback to be able to lead the team down the field. We need to invest money in him, sign him, and keep him. Now, as far as D'Angelo Hall, I'm not in the locker room. I'm not a reporter. But when somebody like that, that's a veteran, that's a well-known leader, when you bring in that leadership into a team, into a company, that's how you win big games like that. I believe he's a big part of the reason why we won the game.
He helped. I mean, he's been around the entire time. He's been on the sideline helping the entire time. He was on the field this time, which was different, and he made a play. Couple of them in the second half, as a matter of fact, on pass breakups. Ronnie in Fredericksburg, you're on Grant and Danny. Who gets your game ball?
Shy Ronnie, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. My game ball was going to go to Zach Brown. I believe every game this season he has over 10 tackles, but I'm also going to go with Kendall Fuller. I coach football, and the way that he jumped that route to get the interception was amazing. That's what we teach our DBs, is to jump in front of the route and be there before the receiver. And that's what you do. My gasser goes to Terrell Pryor. To pay a man $7 million to sit on the sideline that much in a game, we got to figure something out. And my second gasser would be Eric Schaefer. For what Zach Brown has done this season, why have we not locked him up for a long-term contract?
Well, in fairness, though, Ronnie, here is what I have to defend Schaefer in some way. We don't know if they haven't asked Zach Brown. That's a question, frankly, that should be asked, and I don't know that it has been. Next time I get a chance to, I'm not at the park very often, I will. But maybe they have approached Zach Brown. He's got to want to re-sign, and there's no reason for him to necessarily want to. I just want to know that they handle this better and different than they did Pierre Garçon.
For example, yeah.
When he's a guy that you might want back, and I'm talking to his agent a week after the season, and he says, yeah, we've literally never heard word one from the Redskins at this point. Pierre doesn't really know if they want him back or not.
Because it might be too late now, because he is balling out. What I want to have happen is he shows up at training camp, and everyone goes, Oh my God.
Yeah, he's just better than the other guys they have.
Look at what we have. Let's extend him now.
He's different. I mean, they just wait too long. He has 10 more tackles than any other player in the NFL right now.
He's amazing.
And I'm going to defend Darrell Pryor really quickly. He didn't play much yesterday, but he did a couple of good things. He had a 5-yard grab on a 3rd and 4 where he ran a good route that a tight end would normally run. Middle of the field, between the numbers catch first
of the season.
Nice
hands catch there for a first down.
And he beat Richard Sherman inside with good body control and a slant and drew a pass interference on a 1st and goal from the
You're
one.
Right. Forgot about that.
That would lead to a touchdown. So, I mean, he's on the field for a bunch of snaps. There were basically 3 or 4 times where his number was called, and he made a couple of plays in those limited opportunities, which, by the way, is how this should be working. He shouldn't get that many opportunities, but the couple that he gets, he needs to make the most of, and he did. 800-636-1067. Game balls to the best, gassers to the worst. We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.